Storytel presents The Calm Before the Storm by Margit Sanomo. Part 42 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed ice people would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the ice people was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. His name was Murahan. He was Irish, but lived in Liverpool. Now he was in the doctor's surgery trying to take in what was being said.
How long have you been working with asbestos, Mr. Murahan?
Since I was 14.
And now you're 30. That's 16 years.
Silence fell in the surgery. What a shame, the doctor thought as he examined Murahan. He was a fascinating man. Not particularly tall, but solid and well-built. His eyes shone almost black in his dark face, and his frizzy hair was just as black. His features were sharp, and his expression slightly grim. He was the epitome of withheld strength. The symptoms had become evident. The cough, the deep furrows in his cheeks, the glow in his eyes, the yellow pallor of his complexion. The doctor said half-heartedly,
"Of course. We could try radiotherapy.
And go through even more pain, lose my hair and feel even worse. Don't you think it's a bit late in the day for that?"
The doctor didn't answer him directly.
"We've had lots of cases like yours in recent years. Doctors like me have raised the alarm, but the business world won't listen. It's all about making money. So what does it matter when an employee has to stop work after a long and disregarded service? Could asbestos really be a hazard to health? Nonsense. It's been used for many, many years. So why are cancer cases popping up all of a sudden?"
Yes, that's the crux of the matter, the doctor thought to himself. It was a long-term destruction of the human body. Couldn't they get that into their heads? It was only now that the adverse effects had begun to appear. The doctor read the expression in Murahan's eyes and he recognized it. He knew what kind of thoughts were entering his patient's mind right now. It was the first stage in the long process towards the end.
"This doesn't mean anything. I'm certainly not about to die. It's just a lot of nonsense."